USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's re-election campaign is suing Michigan in a federal court alleging pervasive violations of election law at a vote counting center in Detroit. The lawsuit, accompanied by 234 pages of sworn affidavits, which describes how Republican poll challengers were prevented from having adequate access to observe the counting process, which is in violation of Michigan's election code. This is just one of the many lawsuits filed by the Trump campaign, and Trump Communications Director Tim Murtaugh reminds everyone.
People want to eat the whole apple in one bite. That's not how this process is going to work. This process is going to take patience. It is going to be methodical, and it may be somewhat lengthy.
President Trump spending part of his Veterans Day laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Both of Georgia's U.S. senators are in runoff elections, and their neighbor to the south is lending a helping hand.
This is literally, you know, the showdown of all showdowns in terms of politics and what it means.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio taking part in a campaign rally for Senator David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Senator Rubio says he's going all in for both Georgia Republican senators.
We don't want to win one of them. We want to win both of them. We need to win both of them.
The investigation into a murder hornet nest found near Blaine, Washington, found 500 bees and enough queens to start several new hives. Sven Spiegsugar is an entomologist with the Washington Department of Agriculture.
When you see, albeit a relatively small nest like this, able to pump out 200 queens, it does give one a little bit of pause because potentially each of those queens could be a new next year.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Some pro-democracy Hong Kong lawmakers are standing up for fellow lawmakers.
The entirety of Hong Kong's elected pro-democracy opposition announced its resignation Wednesday in protest over the expulsion of four lawmakers. Communist China passed a resolution giving local authorities broad new powers to quash dissent, likely marking the end of political opposition in the city. The resolution from China allows Hong Kong's executive to expel elected lawmakers directly without having to go through the courts. Under the new ruling, lawmakers who are deemed to promote or support Hong Kong's independence or who refuse to acknowledge Beijing's sovereignty will immediately lose their qualifications. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new study is out regarding people who test positive for COVID-19.
A new study published in The Lancet points to another devastating effect of COVID-19. The study shows that 1 in 5 coronavirus patients were diagnosed with mental illness within 3 months of being diagnosed with the virus. The data collected suggests that COVID patients are at a higher risk of developing anxiety, depression, insomnia, and other mental health illnesses than patients with other illnesses. The researchers say that their preliminary results are enough to warrant further research into the link between coronavirus and mental illness. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.